So before we actually begin, I can just start. I hate waiting for the bell to start. So how many people here know anything about, how many people are accessibility experts here? Okay, a couple, okay. If I get anything wrong, let me know. How many people, is anyone here comfortable acknowledging that if they have a disability or not? Do not disclose if you do not feel comfortable, but we've got a couple people who've disclosed with disabilities. That's great. We've got, just statistically, it's a quarter of the population that has a disability, but we had a reasonable showing, and a lot of people, like, how you define that is definitely a very personal issue. How many here is the first time at FOSDEM? Nice, well done. Is anyone here, this is the first day at FOSDEM? Like, you were all here yesterday, right? Okay. And you survived. You made it in the morning. That's good. It's good. 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 Did anyone have trouble finding the rooms? Yes. I think that this is a plan that universities have. It's not unique to this university. Universities like to go off and build little mazes that they run through. But I do think that the whole lettering system of this university seems to be uniquely unusual and weird. What else? Also, another thing, just in terms of just a quick thing on accessibility while we're killing time. Imagine if I was in a wheelchair, how difficult it would be to go off and present in this window, because I wouldn't be in the speaking zone, I'd be off to the side. But almost every university has a stage like this, that the assumption is if you have a disability, you're on the ground. You're not in front of you're not on the podium. We have a lot of these sort of cultural assumptions in our society. Was anyone here drinking past midnight? Excellent, love it. Okay, I was not. I was doing other things, but preparing for this presentation to some degree.
Right, we're almost there. Okay. So not that you've already not introduced yourself, you've practically taken the job away from me. So everybody, Mike's going to talk to us today about accessibility being a core part of open source. So please welcome Mike Gifford.
Thank you. So I'm a Drupal core accessibility maintainer. I am a WC3 embedded expert. I work at Civic Actions, doing work to advise governments and organizations on accessibility, open source, and in fact, web sustainability for that matter as well. It occurred to me, it was brought home yesterday that after giving another accessibility talk in the afternoon, that there's a lot that our community isn't doing to support people with disabilities. And part of the reason of this talk was to try and sort of compare the four freedoms with accessibility. But I just wanted to I ran a really basic scan to see how accessible is the FOSDEM website. It's not really accessible. Like there's pages here with just automated tools. They're getting like 11, 10, 9 issues. Like this is just a scan of some web pages that I scanned last night. Like we're not doing very much on accessibility for FOSDEM's website. There's some information around making the facilities the conference more accessible, but there's a lot more that can be done. And I've dropped some issues in the issue queue this morning to try and highlight this. One of the things I also have done, which I didn't do yesterday, I should have done it yesterday, but I didn't. Down at the bottom, you can also see text if you have really good eyes. Make this a little bit bigger. So we don't have CART or the speech to text enabled as part of how we build our.
It's in the bottom. So
there we go. Thank you. So we need to be able to go off and to support more people who are deaf or hard of hearing, and using CART is a great way to do that. There's in fact other ways to go off and benefits of having this kind of infrastructure as well, because how many people here have English as their first language? Okay, there's a lot of people here who don't have English as their first language.